back. I didn't know there'd come a day either when we'd hit 2020 and we'd still be doing the Grilling Guys. You're listening to the Grilling Guys live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, we're starting our 10th year together doing this show, man, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of stuff a lot of times.
And we're not going to see the counselor anymore. So
right.
That's
yeah,
great.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little cold smoking. Myself, I'm going to go off onto an area that I am going to say is not my sweet spot.
Right. And you know what? Honestly, it's not mine either, because we usually are trying to control a temperature that's somewhere between 250 and 275 when we're smoking. We're not looking at this 50 to 75
right.
that you're going to talk about today. But that good one that I have would be perfect for this, because I have a hard time getting the damn thing over 200 degrees anyway in this cold weather.
Right.
So here we go.
So define cold smoke. The definition I looked up said to not go above like 85 degrees.
Right.
And I guess some of the devices I've seen, I've actually seen people make them out of cardboard boxes,
mm-hmm.
and they run a dryer hose up to it, and it's just the outdoor temperature cools the smoke off.
Right. So what you're talking about is building a fire one place,
someplace
and
else.
Your food is in a chamber elsewhere.
You're venting it into a box.
And you're just putting the smoke onto the meat, the cheese, the sausage, but it's a cool smoke. It's not... You're not trying to cook anything. You're trying to flavor it with the smoke.
Right. Now, what you see a bunch is smoked cheese.
Right.
That's huge.
Right.
And it's really good. I mean, getting bigger.
Right. And it's really good.
What's your favorite smoked cheese?
You know, I like a white cheddar that's smoked. I've had it before. You can't find it everywhere.
No.
But the beauty of this is that with this cold smoking, you can put smoke on almost any cheese. Your harder cheeses, like a Parm, or something like that, I don't think take it as well as maybe a softer cheese will absorb it.
Yeah. I see a lot of smoked Howdah.
Yeah.
People call it Gouda.
Right.
I see a lot of smoked Howdah.
And that's a softer cheese
and
as
provolone.
Well. Right.
But mostly cheddar.
Yep.
I don't see anybody smoking Velveeta.
Well, that's really not cheese.
Hey.
Anything that can sit on the counter with no refrigeration for a year and still be fresh is not cheese.
Smoked Crisco.
Yeah.
I guess some of the devices I've seen pictures of and talked to guys about are, oh gosh, like old refrigerators are real big on that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just run some dryer vent, some ducting into it, and have a really ramshackle little fire pit of some sort outside, and have this thing sitting in their garage. Or you know, there's a million variations you could come up with, and they don't have to be elaborate, but guys do fish that way too.
Right. I'm going to take a little tangent here, but we should get one of these. I'll get one of these. Not we should. I'll get one, and we'll play with this, because I've got a customer who shall remain nameless that is remodeling about 180 apartments right now, and they provide appliances in these apartments, and they're replacing them all.
Oh.
And he's got about 150 little apartment refrigerators, those ones that are about 5 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
and only like 27 inches wide, that they all work because they were all in his things. He's just getting rid of them. And I'll get one of those from him, because he said if I wanted one, a beer fridge or whatever, you know, just let him know and I can pay him for it.
Because the
we'll
four
get
you've
it.
Got aren't enough.
Right, yeah. But I just think, but there you go. We'll create a little firebox outside of it and put that a piece of dryer vent hose in the side, cut a hole, and let's see what we can do.
Sure.
Because the racks are in there, it's insulated.
Yeah.
It's a perfect chamber.
That's what
to
people
do that.
Use
and I suppose
for.
We got to let a hole out the top.
You have to vent it,
right? But you put it in on the bottom, put it out on the top, and put a little damper on that thing so you can let the. Yeah, I bet it just turns black inside though. I don't know. I don't know what that smoke's going to do when
yes.
it gets over there. Yeah,
it's definitely.
But don't care.
You'll need
for.
To smoke it up for a few hours just to season it.
Right.
Otherwise, and the older ones that are metal lined, I think would be better than the plastic lined.
Yeah.
Because what you don't want is emissions coming off of that thing.
Right. Any more than the smoke that you're putting in there. But
right.
We'll do that because he's got a surplus of those, and
so,
you could use one for that.
Absolutely. So fish is another thing people like to cold smoke.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it's an ancient preservation form for fish that tribes around the world have done for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
And those are the ones where you saw them beside the fire. The
yep.
fire's burning in the middle.
Yep.
And they're around there on a board
yep.
with like fillets
or
just hanging there.
Yep. 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 I'm not – the problem for me with cold smoking fish is I think you end up with more smoke on it than I'm comfortable with. If it's a strong flavored fish, you need the smoke, but and that's why they do salmon.
Like a
so
lake
much.
Trout and a salmon
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah.
But I don't know. I with all my UP ties and family and all the trips up there, that smoked chub and all that stuff is so popular. I find most of those are so heavily smoked, they're terrible.
They're bitter.
I don't like
or they're
them.
They're just yeah. overwhelming. All
Over-smoked.
You can taste is the smoke.
Yeah.
yeah. Right.
So I think you have to be really careful with that. Now, the one area when I would probably take exception to it is sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're curing your sausage properly, the smoke is just helping the cure.
Right.
So
and a cure is the chemical that's in it is a little.
Well, in times of old, it was salt.
Right. Right.
And celery seed.
Okay. And you mix that right in your grind.
Yes.
Because a lot of guys, the deer season finally ended. I guess maybe we're into January. Is there a muzzleloader season? There's got to be. I don't know how that's working. The seasons are
so
jacked
many,
up.
Yeah, there's so many
right
seasons.
Now with the CWD and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you've got guys that have got venison and maybe this winter hobby now. You thaw some of them out and you make some sausage out of it rather than just the ground venison. And putting those seasonings in there and that cure. What I do remember, the late, great Rob Russell was always, always very adamant about measure your cure.
Yes.
Because is it nitrate or nitrite?
Both.
Okay.
The Instacure is one of the brands that he and I used to use.
Right.
And I can't remember nitrite or nitrate, but
right.
they are both preservatives.
Right. And you put
and they're both somewhat, let's say, health experts aren't thrilled about you having too many of them.
Right. So his comment always was, know the exact poundage of meat that
exactly.
you're using and then use the proper amount of the cure with it. You can season anything else up you want in it. You want to go heavy on your garlic or your
you
sage
were paying
or whatever.
Attention. I'm proud
I
of
was
you.
Because I didn't want to get anybody sick when we're making stuff, right? I mean, that's
some people are really sensitive to those things, too.
Right. right.
But they're also sensitive to botulism.
yeah.
I am.
Right.
I have a real soft spot
loosely speaking. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think back in the day, they used to build brick smokehouses, and you still see them.
Built like a brick smokehouse.
It looks
right?
like a telephone booth.
Right.
Except it's brick, and it's got these cast doors on the front, and you put your little smoker box under it or behind it. Like down south, you see them in backyards. They'll have the fire pit under it because they do a lot of direct smoking,
right.
Direct fired pit style barbecue.
Uh-huh.
So that works great for that. But if you're cold smoking, you're going to want it offset somehow. And like that pellet stove, you've got that pellet smoker. You've
mm-hmm.
got that Louisiana.
Right.
Actually has an accoutrement that you put on there, a smoker box that you can run your exhaust into and coal smoke with it.
Oh, really?
You could use that.
I don't think I have that accoutrement.
No.
So, but maybe I should get one. But anyway, coming up next, we might heat it up a little bit. And we got a little, not a debate, but a discussion. We're going to go with Fast and Furious versus Low and Slow.
Smoke!
And we'll talk to you when we get back.